Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark, pitched wobble bass atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 that has that 90s jungle, old-school DNB and darker roller energy. Think gritty, haunted, and moving just enough to feel alive under breaks. Not a giant modern wobble, more like a ghostly bass signal breathing through an alleyway. Nice and nasty. The big idea here is that in jungle and darker drum and bass, the bass is not just low-end support, it's part of the groove, part of the tension, and part of the atmosphere. So today we're going to make a bass that can sit under breakbeats, add pressure before a drop, and give your track that urban echo character. Let's start simple. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. If you want it a touch looser or more modern old school, anywhere between 165 and 172 BPM is still in the zone. Before you even touch the bass, get a basic breakbeat going. Load a break into drum rack, or drop in a chopped loop. Keep it straightforward. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a few ghost notes. The reason we do this first is because bass design in DNB always changes when it's heard with drums. A sound that feels too much on its own may be perfect once the break is rolling. Now create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. You can do this with Operator too, but Waveeatable is a really friendly starting point for beginners. Start with a saw wave, or a rich Waveeatable with some harmonics in it. Add a second oscillator, also saw-based, and attune it slightly, just enough to create a little movement. We're not trying to make it huge and wide yet. We want weight, character, and control. A good starting point is oscillator 1 on saw, oscillator 2 on saw, detuned by about 5 to 12 cents. Keep the second oscillator lower in level, so the sound doesn't get messy. Then add a low-pass filter, and bring it down somewhere around 150 to 300 HC to begin with. That gives you a darker bass tone. If the synth has drive, add a little, but keep it tasteful. Around 10 to 25% or a small amount of filter drive is plenty. If you're using Operator instead, keep it simple. Use a sine or near sine for the sub layer, then add a brighter harmonic element very gently. The point is the same, a clean foundation with enough character to be heard outside of massive speakers. Now for the wobble movement. This is where the sound comes alive. There are a couple of beginner-friendly ways to do this in Ableton. If your patch allows it, use an LFO or modulation inside Waveeatable to slightly move the pitch or filter cutoff. Keep pitch movement very subtle. We're talking tiny amounts, maybe 1 to 5 cents for a gentle sway. If you want a more obvious, old-school and stable feel, you can go a bit further, but be careful. Too much and it starts sounding out of tune instead of atmospheric. If pitch modulation feels a bit too technical, there's another great option. Use AutoPan after the synth. Set the phase to 0, and use it more like a rhythmic motion tool than a stereo panner. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount low, around 10 to 30%. This won't literally wobble the pitch, but it does create movement that feels alive. My favorite beginner trick here is to combine tiny pitch movement with filter motion. That way, even if the pitch stays mostly stable, the tone still feels like it's shifting and breathing. Automate the filter cutoff so it gently opens and closes, maybe moving between 180 HC and 600 HC. You don't want it screaming. You want it swaying under the break, almost like it's hiding in the shadows. Now let's give it the urban echo atmosphere. After the synth, add saturator, echo, and EQ8. Saturator first. Set the drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. And turn on soft clip if needed. This adds grime and makes the sound translate better on smaller speakers. In DNB, that little bit of harmonic dirt can really help the bass feel present without turning it into a huge monster. Next, add echo, but use it carefully. We want shadow, not soup. Try a time of 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 10 to 25%, and dry/wet around 5 to 15%. Then filter the echo. Roll off the low end so the delay isn't cluttering your sub, and also take some top off so it stays dark. A low cut around 200 to 400 HC and a high cut somewhere between 4 and 8k HC is a good starting point. The idea is that the echo feels like a reflection behind the sound, not a giant delay effect sitting on top of it. Then use EQ8 to clean things up. If the sound gets boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 HC. If it's harsh, reduce some energy around 2 to 5 kHC, and if there's any unnecessary rumble, gently high pass below about 25 to 35 HZ. Tiny cleanup moves make a big difference here. At this stage, your bass should already have a dark, haunted character, but now we need to turn it into a phrase. Write a simple 2-bar or 4-bar MIDI pattern. Keep it sparse. A great beginner approach is to use only one or two notes at first. For example, hold D1 for a full bar, then repeat it in the second bar with a slightly different length, then maybe answer with a short F1 or another nearby note in the third bar. Leave some space in the fourth bar so the tail and atmosphere can breathe. In jungle and old school DnB, space is powerful. Sometimes a short note with a tail feels darker than a long sustained note. Also, try to keep the notes in the sub-friendly range, usually around C1 to G1. If you go too busy down there, the low end gets muddy fast. A really classic feel is call and response. One note says something, another note answers. That stop-start energy works beautifully with chopped breaks. It feels old school, direct, and musical. Now let's automate movement across the phrase, because static bass gets boring fast. In arrangement view, automate your filter cutoff, the echo dry slash wet, and the saturator drive if you want a bit more energy on certain hits. Start the phrase darker, then open the filter a little more in the second half. Maybe bump the echo up briefly at the end of a bar to create a tail, then pull it back, so the next loop stays clean. You can even increase saturator drive slightly on accented notes for extra bite. A good starting range for filter cutoff is maybe 188C up to 500 or even 900 HE, depending on how bright you want the movement to get. For echo wetness, move from around 5% to 12 or 15%. Small changes are enough. This style is all about tension, not overstatement. Now, very important, keep the low end under control. Bass in DnB needs to stay tight and mono. Add utility at the end of the chain and set the width to 0 if you need to. Another really useful beginner technique is to split the bass into two layers. Duplicate the track. Keep one copy as the sub only with a low pass around 80 to 120 HC, and on the other copy high pass around 100 to 150 HC so that all the wobble, grit, and echo live above the pure sub. That way your low end stays solid while the character layer can move around freely. That layering mindset is huge. Think in layers, not one bass sound doing everything. Clean low layer, character layer, maybe even a tiny grit layer if you need more edge. It keeps the mix clearer and makes the sound design much easier to manage. If you want to take it further, place the bass inside a proper DnB arrangement. Start with an intro where the bass is filtered and distant. Bring in a wobble quietly before the drop. Then let the full bass and break hit together. For the next section, automate the cutoff upward so the energy rises. Then strip things back again for contrast. Even a simple 8-bar or 16-bar structure can feel powerful if the bass evolves a little every few bars. A few quick mistakes to watch out for. First, too much wobble movement. If the pitch modulation is too deep, the bass can sound seasick or just plain out of tune. Keep it subtle. If in doubt, reduce the movement and let the filter do more of the talking. Second, too much delay in the low end. Echo can destroy the clarity of a DnB mix if you let it spill into the sub. High pass the delay, keep the wet amount low, and make sure the sub layer stays dry and clean. Third, making the bass too wide. Wide low end translates badly in clubs. Keep the sub mono, and put any stereo feel higher up in the harmonics. Fourth, not enough harmonic content. If the bass is too pure, it might disappear on small speakers. A bit of saturation, a saw layer, or some filtered mid-range gives it that needed edge. And fifth, overriding the drums. Jungle and DnB are all about the relationship between bass and breaks. If the bass is too busy, it fights the snare and ghost notes. Leave space. Let the drums breathe. Here are a few extra pro moves if you want to push the mood even more. Try a short, dark reverb on a high-passed copy of the bass for a little room behind the sound. You can also lightly add drum bus to the mid-bass layer for extra punch and weight. If you want a more tunnel-like texture, use resonator or corpus very gently on the character layer. And if the bass feels too static, use auto-filter for subtle motion. Slow, small, controlled changes are your friend. For a good practice session, make one two-bar loop at 170 BPM. Use a break. Build a saw-based bass in Waveedable, add saturator and echo, write a simple two-note pattern, automate the filter, so bar 2 opens a little more than bar 1, check it in mono, and save the patch if it works. Don't chase perfection. Chase vibe. If you want a homework challenge, make 3 versions of the same bass idea, one subtle, one haunted, and one more aggressive old school. Keep the MIDI the same and only change the sound design and automation. Then compare them with the drums, not in solo. The best bass is the one that works in the track, so remember the core formula. Simple stock synth, clean mono sub, subtle wobble or filter movement, saturator plus echo for atmosphere, and spacious phrasing that breathes with a break. Do that, and you'll have a bass atmosphere that feels properly 90s inspired, dark, and ready for jungle or old school DnB. Alright, Let's dive in and make it sound haunted in the best possible way.